Nathan's story. Only God knew about David's sin with Bathsheba. He sent Nathan the prophet, who stood before the king. He said, there are two men who live in the same town. One is rich. He has a large herd of cattle and a large flock of sheep. The other is poor. He only has one small lamb. Oh, but she's like a daughter to him. The lamb grew up with his children as a pet. She ate from their bowls and drank from their cups, and even slept with them at night. But the rich man had a friend who came to visit from a far-off city. When it was time for a meal, the rich man didn't want to disturb his own flock. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb, killed it, and prepared it as a meal for his guest. David was furious. He stood up and shouted, "That's disgusting! How can he be so heartless? He deserves to die! He'll give the poor man four lambs for what he's done." Nathan pointed at David and said, "You're that man. Hear what the Lord says to you. I made you king over Israel. I gave you everything you have. I would have given you more if you'd asked for it. So why have you despised me and done this evil? You killed Uriah with an Ammonite sword and took his wife. Because of this, the sword will never leave your house. You did all this in secret, but I'll judge you openly." David broke down before Nathan. I have sinned against the Lord. Later he wrote this prayer. God, have mercy on me. Hold me tight within your love. In your compassion, remove my rebellion. Wash my guilt and remove the stain of my sin. I know I'm rebellious. I've been this way all my life. My sin haunts me day and night. You're the one I fought against. This evil is against you. You're right to be angry and to throw me away like trash. But I know you want to teach me. Go deep inside and put wisdom there. Use harsh cleansers until everything is absolutely clean. Replace my depression with joy. Remove my sin and give me a clean new heart. Give me a determined spirit and restore the joy of my salvation. If you do these things, I'll teach others about your way. Nathan went to David and said, "The Lord has heard your prayer and has taken away your sin. You'll not die, but the child will die because of how you treated the Lord." Suddenly the child became sick. David begged God to spare him. The king wouldn't eat, but spent day and night on the ground pleading with God. His servants tried to get him to eat, but he refused. On the seventh day the child died. The servants were afraid to tell David. They had watched him agonize while the child was still alive. They thought he would do something desperate when he found out that the child was dead. He saw them whispering to one another. He said, "Is the child dead?" Yes, he's dead. So David got up off the ground, took a bath, and put on clean clothes. He worshipped in the house of the Lord and then sent for something to eat. The servants were amazed. So he explained it to them. "While the child was still alive, I pleaded with the Lord in case he'd be gracious and let the child live. But now that he's dead, there's nothing I can do. He can't come back to me, but I can go to him." Later, Bathsheba gave birth to another son, and David named him Solomon. The Lord loved Solomon and changed his name to Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord. The Lord said that he would be the next king of Israel.